I want to tell you a story about a cafe that employs many people whom have a developmental or intellectual disability. I'm not going to mention the name of this cafe or where it is, but this cafe is owned by a family who has a loved one with a disability. And this family decided it'd be great to employ other people with a disability at the cafe along with their loved one. So they started bringing in several people with disabilities, and they realized that we need some sort of a training program to get people up to speed. So they decided to start advertising that they had this training program to other families. And before you know it, these families were lined up at the door for the training program. These families happily paid the fee for this three-month training program. And many of the families were using support funding to pay for this training fee. Upon completion of the training program, which was paid for, again, by the families, some of the people with disabilities then got some limited hours of employment at cafe. And why I mentioned limited hours, the hours vary, but some people were only getting one or two shifts per week, right? So on the surface, this might seem like a good story. It might seem like, you know, if your loved one was in this situation, you might be happy that they are getting some sort of employment at all. However, I want us to think critically about this story, because there's many of these sorts of cafes or set up non-for-profit organizations or social enterprises, right? Sometimes it's called, where it feels, something just feels maybe a little bit off. So I want us to think critically about this, and I want you to walk you through what's the impact of this type of situation on your loved one, and what's the impact of this type of organization on the community at large. So when I start thinking about any sort of situation like this that feels a little bit off or a little bit strange, I ask the question, is this ordinary, right? Or what would ordinary look like, right? So if your loved one was to go to get a job at just any ordinary cafe, what would it look like? Well, they'd probably have an interview, and in that interview, they discuss qualifications, skills. Maybe your loved one would disclose they have a disability, and maybe some they would need some supports or accommodations to be made. Maybe talk about what that might look like. And there'd be a determination if there was a fit. They might discuss working hours and come to some sort of agreement on what that might look like. And then they're hired or not. So let's assume that they're hired. They would be trained. Someone else who works there, right, would be training them. And they'd be getting paid while they're being trained, right? Just like everybody else. They're gonna learn on the job while being paid. They're not paying the employer out of their own pocket or with support funding to be trained for 3 months. So if we're thinking ordinary, there's no way that anyone would say yes to that agreement, right? You're not gonna go to find a new job and then pay that employer to train you for 3 months. No, that's not what happens. Employer pays us for them to train us to get us up to speed. Let's continue thinking about this situation with the cafe story. So at the end of the training, right, your loved one's then offered some hours, or maybe not. They might not be offered hours at all. But let's say it's just that one or two shifts per week because they're trying to slot all the people in that are paying to go through training. Now, you know, you just paid for 3 months of training, right? And if you're only getting one or two shifts per week, it's gonna take a very long time to make your money back, right? So again, there's nothing ordinary about that. So as we think a little bit more critically, maybe this cafe isn't so great for your loved one after all. Let's consider the community impact. Again, on the surface, it looks good. People with developmental disabilities getting paid employment. I want that too, right? I want people with developmental disabilities getting paid employment. But let's consider why people are going into that cafe. So very quickly, either they already know, or as soon as they step in that cafe, they're gonna recognize that the majority of people, whether they're working or being trained, are people with developmental disabilities. So we need to ask the question, are these people going there because they love the coffee? Maybe, but I think it's probably more likely that they're going there because they know people with developmental disabilities work there, and they think it's a good cause that they're supporting. So if you're a person with a disability that's working there and a new customer comes in, right, on the other side of the counter, is that customer looking at you as a valued barista? Or do they just see people working there that have a disability And are they getting a feeling like, oh, I'm doing something good today? Are they feeling good about themselves because this is their good deed for the day of coming and buying a coffee and supporting the place where people with developmental disabilities work, right? So this good news story now has some clouds forming over it, and it's starting to not look so good. And look, I get it. Supporting your loved one with a disability to get employment is not easy. And yes, I want your loved one with a disability to have a paid job and employment if that's right for them. However, I want your loved one to be valued by their coworkers, their boss, and the community they work in. And this happens in ordinary workplaces all around the world. You just need this critical thinking that I'm sharing with you to help identify what maybe the best place workplace would be for your loved one. It's also really helpful if you have additional tools and strategies on best supported employment practices for your loved ones. So I recorded an episode with Milton Tyree, and you can get it right over here. I'll post the link up here for you. So go ahead and click on that. If you're looking for more insights on how to support your loved one to be valued in their community, maybe to gain paid employment, to contribute to their community and be seen as valued, I invite you to download my free Life Planning 101 guide. You can do that by going down in the notes below and clicking the link to get your free copy. Also, if you found this information helpful, I invite you to like this video and subscribe to this channel. I'm Eric Gall. Together, let's take a small step forward.